This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. CBS late yesterday reported strong profits for spring into summer, and the company brass spoke about a bright future for the media company. But what CEO Leslie Moonves would not talk about during the analyst briefing were sexual misconduct allegations involving him, the CBS program 60 Minutes, and other parts of that company. Marketplace's Andy Euler looks at what these allegations could mean for CBS's future with advertisers.
CBS is the most watched network in the country, partly because of shows like 60 Minutes. According to Nielsen, the primetime news show had more people who watched at least once last year than any other non-sports show. Jeff McCall teaches media studies at DePaul University. He says it's also the kind of audience advertisers want.
These are viewers that are more cerebral. These are viewers with discretionary income.
Scandal is becoming all too familiar for CBS. Last year, one of its morning show hosts, Charlie Rose, was fired because of sexual misconduct accusations. But Brian Weiser with Pivotal Research says the current scandals are different.
This is way more subtle.
That's because most advertisers know viewers connect with shows through on-air talent more than behind-the-scenes executives. Still, he thinks there could be fallout from particular advertisers.
I think it's only going to be where you have brands who have staked out a position around empowering women.
Like, for instance, Procter & Gamble's Like a Girl campaign or Dove's Real Beauty. So far, Weiser says he's heard no talk of companies pulling ads from CBS. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.